Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today we have a really powerful show. This is going to be a bit different than what we've ever done before because although my guest today is Matthew Douglas, you will not get to meet Matthew Douglas because Matthew, for the last 10 minutes, has been meditating so that he can channel Rainbow Walker, and we will introduce you to Rainbow Walker in a little bit. But I'll tell you about Matthew Douglas. Matthew Douglas was born and raised in a small Indiana town in the United States, and he's the youngest of four siblings. He faced many challenges in life, which provided him with the growth he needed to step forward into this expression of his true purpose. Matthew realized he was a natural channel for Rainbow Walker in 2003 and has been channeling them ever since. He is dedicated to sharing their transformative information with the world, working closely with his spirit guide, Zach, and he is passionate about spreading their inspirational work and enjoys helping others find their true path by looking within. The message from Rainbow Walker is, as a symbol of what we wish to accomplish, the Rainbow Walker name was chosen by the collective group of spiritual advisors to signify the astounding brilliance and magic of the rainbow. It is no coincidence that a rainbow comes after a storm, as it reveals the blue sky of hope and promise to those who have also journeyed through darkness and into the light. Rainbow Walker remains authentic in its commitment to provide people with the tools, resources, reading, or products needed to help them find their way on this amazing ride through life. So, Rainbow Walker, can you tell us who's here? Can you introduce yourselves to us? Okay. All right. I've got you. Hi, Rainbow Walker. Who's coming through today?
Hello. We are Zach, Seth, Yoji, and Joy. Thank you for having us.
And who is Zach?
Zach, I am a being beyond this dimension, but a guide that steps into this light of purpose to bring forward transformation in this world. I work with Seth, Yoji, and Joy to bring about this culmination of light.
And Yogi, who are you? Can you tell us about yourself?
I am Yogi, I am ascended master that brings the wisdom of many ancient civilizations. Although I did not live during those times, I bring to life those times of learning and empowerment that encouraged them to live their life to the fullest, and bringing forward that encouragement so that you can do the same.
Okay, thank you, Yogi. Joy, you're an angel?
I am Joy. I am an angel of light brought forward from the source that we all come from and all return to. I bring forward my light and energy to raise the vibration so that many people may have an awakening within their souls and bring out their light within to the world that you live in now and so desperately lives in darkness and yearns for this.
Wow. Thank you, Joy. Seth, it's nice to meet you. I've read your work through Jane Roberts. Can you tell us about yourself?
I am Seth. I bring forward the teachings and acknowledge the teachings beforehand, but step forward into this purpose to bring forward teachings in a new light that, one, encourages people the empowerment within to create to their highest ability and fullest potential. I step forward in this time to bring about that realization. My powerful teaching that I bring forward are but a mere collaboration in this current realization.
Well, thank you, Seth. Thank you, Seth. Before I go on, you know, I know that I have a very powerful force working in my life, a team, whatever you would want to call it, although I've never met them. Can you introduce me to my guides and those that are so responsible for directing my life?
Yes, we will first step forward with the truth that you haven't realized you've met them. And that goes for many who just don't connect the feeling that's around them with those who are walking with them on their path in this life. And for you, although the names come forward in transition from wavelength to wavelength, one of the powerful beings that is around you and that steps forward into the realization of truth is Tara. And Tara brings forward with you not only protection, but encouragement as you're walking this path of your life. And in this life, there are many around Tara, but Tara is the main force guiding you forward. And as you step into the next path, the next step on the next path, this is where you shine. And this is one of the beings that steps forward around you that smiles with you. And the joys and smiles with you through the pain.
Thank you. Thank you for introducing me to Tara. That's really good to meet Tara. Does Tara have an assignment of male or female, or is that not something that is expressed in your world?
It's expressed in your world. So through how they come through to you, it is a female energy,
okay.
But as they come through around us, it is just energy.
Okay. Thank you. I have a caller here, and let's see. His name is Carrie. Carrie, what is your question for Rainbow Walker?
I also wanted to know who or the name of my spirit guide and the best way that I can contact or speak to that guide.
Hello, and thank you for stepping forward in your truth. We align with you to let you know that an interesting energy around you that says it is aloha. And as it is aloha in your life, with the traditional meaning of hello and goodbye, that is significant in your life because although there might be a lot of comings and goings, the stability that comes forward in your life is for you to focus more on knowing that you are okay. Through it all, you are okay. And so through the comings and goings out of your life, those that come into your life and go out of your life, look at that through a different perspective as what they are bringing to you rather than what they are taking away. And
Wow. And
so the further connection that you get in your life in this moment is by first realizing that, and then further on by taking your life in a new direction, by opening up to the connection of the creation of now. And that is not by further looking into your life as how it could be, but accepting your life as it is now and knowing that it is getting better because you are determined to make it so.
That's amazing. Thank you very much.
What is the name of Carrie's spirit guide?
Aloha.
That is the name.
Oh. Aloha.
Is that
wow.
Is Aloha a Hawaiian spirit?
It is more of an island themed spirit because it is more connected to the earth. And
wow.
So take some of those significant attributes and surround yourself in your life because it will help you to be grounded and it will also help you to connect with that energy.
Thank you very much. That's great information.
Thank you, Carrie, for calling. I'm going to put you on hold. You can listen if you want. Okay. Thanks, Carrie. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Rainbow Walker, have any of you ever incarnated into the physical world?
Dear loved one, the incarnation has never taken place in our purpose for a reason. And that is because there are specific souls that incarnate into life to learn, experience, and grow. And then there are those who also do not incarnate to life, but learn, experience, and grow through those that they guide and help through the path. And as we connect through Matthew, we also absorb that knowledge. And we take joy and smile in helping those around us through and down their path. And through doing so, we also accept the knowledge and growth on our higher plane and through our higher soul. So you do not have to incarnate on this plane to learn, experience, and grow. But for those that do incarnate on this plane, that is the case. But love takes many forms, and there are many destinations of truth, and there are many planes and dimensions to explore. And although we say we do not incarnate, we do explore in other areas.
Okay, that's very, very good information. So if I would choose, once I leave this world and enter into yours, if I would choose not to incarnate, what I would, how would I continue to grow?
And first of all, you say choice, and that is the most thing to remember. It is a choice. And if you choose to return, not enter our world, that is your world too. And it is where you come from, because it is the source of all things that create all things. And you return back to the source. And as you say, how will I expand my soul? You do not have to choose to come back here. But whatever you choose to absorb can help you expand and grow. And although this plane, if you think of it as a school, as we certainly do, this plane is but one of many schools. This plane is but one of many manifestations of learning, of growing, of expanding. And although we exist on many dimensions abroad, this is but one to manifest on, to incarnate in, and to experience from. And so as you return, let's take it from that point into your original form, which is pure energy, pure love, pure light. And from the pure source, you can choose your next manifestation. You can choose your next expansion of light through the experience of your choice. And you may choose to come back. You may choose to go forward. But in the end, it is always a choice.
It's always a choice. Well, that's great to know. This world, you know, it's full of joy, but it's also full of a tremendous amount of pain. And is it, if I choose not to come back here, am I choosing a realm that is free of pain?
That is also a choice. And through that choice, the real truth is that there is no pain. The real truth is that there is only love at the pure source. There is only acceptance. There is only encouragement to be yourself. And that pure energy is the one truth. However, you have, on a personal level in this world, the creation of pain. And through not forgiving yourself, that pain permeates out into this world, through your personal world and the world as a whole. And so through working through those emotions and that which you fail at or think you fail at in this life, that which you don't do, that which you regret, the pain through relationships or through hurting others or hurting yourself. At the heart of it, the overriding factor is forgiveness. And if you do not forgive yourself, if you do not work through the pain for which you believe you've caused or the pain for which you hold on to inside, if you do not release that pain, if you do not grab a hold of forgiveness, then by not doing so, you are thereby creating the world which you walk into when you leave this one. And it is not by God casting you down. It is not by the source looking at you with judgment. It is by you not being able to forgive. And if you can grab a hold of just one thing today, those dear loved ones out there, forgive. Forgive yourself and forgive others, because that which you do in this life is only to learn from. And when you step out of this world, out of this illusion, then you will see the truth of what it is you brought into this world, how beautiful you are, and what you are taking from it as knowledge and expansion of love, truth, and forgiveness.
Is emotion something that we only experience in the physical world?
Emotion is something that can echo out if you don't step away from your connection to it. So in this plane, your connection to your mind and your heart all align with the emotions that come from both. But the emotion is the creation. And the creation comes from your thought, comes from the imminent knowing from your heart. And although the two are different, some spend too much time in their mind and not enough time in their heart. And so the emotion is really at its core energy. And in this plane, the emotion is a manifestation of energy. And from your soul, that energy comes and manifests in this world. And it can come as emotion. It can come as an object. It can come as an idea. But at the core, at the source, it is all energy. That which you see around you, that which you look in the sky, is all energy. And the energy can manifest in many ways. And you can create in your life in many ways. But you are powerful. You hold the personal power within to create good manifestation in your life, to work through the some seemed negative manifestation in your life. So take that as an example of feelings and emotions. And although sometimes you can't be happy all the time, but in those times of pain or negative feelings, know that it is not to just bury within you. It is to acknowledge that emotion and to let it flow, because the only way to release is to embrace the flow. And so in this life, in your life as a whole, there is emotion. There is manifestation in many ways. But take the good, take the bad, but let it all flow. The bad will not stay, and the good will never stay away. In the end, your perspective of this life is that it is all out of love that comes from within you. If you can acknowledge the love within you and not look so much with your mind out into the world, but look within, through your heart, out into the world.
That's
and what
beautiful.
You will see is what even a blind person can see. And that is the beauty and the light that emanates through this world if your perspective is right, if you're looking through your heart.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So, We all suffer adversity in life, and what is the purpose of that? What is the purpose of adversity? Because no one gets through this physical life without some form of adversity.
They don't, do they? And
no.
That is a key that nobody is better than you, that you are all connected, and that you are all on a certain path. And your personal path may come with adversity, and everyone at some point in their life will face it. However, the adversity is there to stop you. The adversity is there to get you to question your resolve, your faith, and to bring up into your life the fear. Because it is creating in your life a point at which, okay, this is happening to me. However, it is not happening to you. It is happening for you. And if you can think of in your life, first what your passion is, what your goals are in life, what your dreams are in life, and know and be determined that nothing will stop you from achieving those goals, from creating that dream, from realizing your true power in this world. And the adversity steps in to say, oh, no. Look, you aren't good enough. You aren't that powerful. You're really not going to create your dreams. You're really not going to achieve these goals. You really can't go on. You might as well not be here. You might as well give up. Those are the points in life for which you grow the most. Those are the points in life for which you become unstoppable. If you can walk through the fear, if you can hold up the adversity and say, I do not believe you. This will not stop. Then you can step out into the world and say, wow, that didn't stop me. Nothing can stop me. That didn't stop me from creating my dreams. That made me want them even more. And if you step into your life with the determination of what is possible and look in your life and say, whatever comes into my path will not stop me from walking my path. I will walk through it. I will become stronger. I will make my life the best it can be. I will realize my fullest potential. I will be me no matter what. And you will see that you are powerful. You will look in the mirror and know that you are walking in your truth. And therefore, the creation, the flow for which you bring out into the world from within you will be unstoppable. And you will start to see that the creation for which your life will change, will turn around, and will start to bring the opportunities in your life that were always there. But now you are starting to realize them. You are starting to acknowledge that they are there, and you are starting to follow your truth, your true path, and that will lead you, by following your heart, to your destined location.
Do we each have a path? Do we come in with a path and a goal that we finally sort of grow into and realize at some point? Or does that happen based on the experiences we have in life?
There is that word again, choice. And so you come into your life knowing what you want to do in your life at an abstract level. And when you come into your life, really the purpose is to learn, grow, play, and evolve. And so from the point for which you start out in your life, the choices fill in the blank. Start out in a family or in a situation for which you grow up into. You choose whether to keep that. You choose who stays in your life, You choose who comes into your life. You choose what you do in your life or not do in your life. You choose to move forward. You choose to stay where you are. You choose to move backward. It is always a choice. And from the point for which you start out in your life, the choices you make are neither good nor bad. They just are. And the association that you come out, the regret, the judgment of yourself, the pain for which you hold on to, that all comes about by walking your path. And following your path is really following your heart. So when you say, I come into a path that's preordained, it's really the path for which your heart wants to follow. And so when you veer off, when you choose not to follow your heart, when you choose to follow your mind, when you choose to let your mind restrict what's possible in your life and not following your heart, that is the choices for which you may find regret. You may figure out, there's pain there, but there's also pain by following your heart. But it is just in acknowledging that there is always pain in life if you can just release. If you can go with the flow, the pain brings knowledge. The pain brings resolve. The pain brings growth. And as there is negativity in this world, as there is positivity, it has seemed to be that the negativity is overwhelming this world, is out of balance. And so as you walk your path, know that I am following my heart, or start to acknowledge and get acquainted with and follow your heart for what it truly wants in your life. Because as you get towards the end of your life, that is where the forgiveness comes in, because the source, God, is not judging you. You are judging yourself. The source, the God, is not holding on to the pain. You are holding on to the pain. The source of God loves and accepts you as you are. You are trying to be something else. So in this world, in this society, where it tries to tell you to be something else, where it tries to tell you that you are something else, beyond what you believe to be your truth, courage to follow your heart through that adversity, to follow your heart through that restriction, to follow your heart through that echo of you are not good enough, this is not who you are, you will never get there. And by doing so, you will be happier. You will find that fulfillment. You will find that acceptance, because you are looking within and you are not looking without to find it. Because it is not there. It is within you. And from within you, it manifests into this world. So change your perspective on where you are looking, and then you will change your perspective on what you
see.
Okay, you are nothing
wow.
but love and see more.
Wow, that's so amazing. And, it's so basic and so true. And, I try to bring that information to people, because I want to make this world a better place, and it's so frustrating when to be able to see that and to be able, and then be around others who cannot see that. And so I believe it's my mission to help others see that, to offer them that perspective so they can then grab onto it.
Yeah. You feel that, and may we help you there in a second by saying, show them where to look. You can't always get them to look, but you can tell them where to look. You can guide them where to look. But in the end, again, that echo of choice is their choice to grow, is their choice not to grow. And even in choosing not to grow, they really do grow. But it is your choice, it is your mission in life, and you are following your heart. And so may we say, lead by example. And by showing them that you are following your heart and that you are creating in your life will inspire that creation and that inspiration in others. And so when you have your bad days, dear loved one, when you have your bad days, when you realize that you are human, then you can take solace in knowing that you can have a bad day, that you can have pain in your life, but it does not have to stay. And that is where the misconception comes, is that pain comes into your life and then people don't know how to release it, so they just hold on to it or they keep looking back at what happened to them or the past. And by doing so, they continue to live in that past, to live in what happened instead of learning from what happened and letting it go so that you can move forward and be better for it. Take your life today, dear loved one, and know that you are doing what you are supposed to be doing. You are following your heart, and you are encouraging others to do the same. And by showing them where to look, and by doing so by example, then you are bringing change, and you are changing your own in the process.
Thank you. Is there a spiritual message that you would like to give the listeners and maybe even the world?
Thank you. We are joyed to do so, and we are joyed that only one person, if this is the case, will listen. We take this moment to acknowledge to you that the world still does have light. We take this moment to realize that you yourself have light. And from this light out into the world, though it may shine, from within you, it shines brighter than it ever has. And the blinding light that is within you can transform this world in unimaginable ways, can transform your world in unimaginable ways. And by throwing out what is possible, by just clearing your mind and opening your heart to what is possible, and by looking at it from another perspective, that anything is possible, that you have the power to create. And as you come from the source of all creation, in a sense, you are a creator. And so that source of creation, that source of all things, does not need you to praise, does not need your worship, needs your realization that you are powerful too. You are not a god. You are part of God. You are not the end-all, be-all. You are part of it all. You look out into the world and realize that you are not better than anyone, but everyone is better because you are here. You look out into this world and see the unimaginable light and know that you contribute to that. There is darkness, yes. It is overwhelming, yes. This time seems hopeless, but there is tremendous hope to be had. And although there is tremendous turmoil in the world, there is no better time for change. There is no better time to create this world a better world and to make yourself a better you. Live for the moment. Create in the moment, and the moment will be all you ever wanted.
Thank you so much. We are getting close to running out of time. I want to thank you, Rainbow Walker, for coming through and giving us such profound information. I can't thank you enough for giving us that kind of information from your heart and out of love. So I want to say thank you and goodbye.
Thank you. You are love. You are light. You are the power beyond, and it is found within. We are Rainbow Walker. Thank you.
Thank you. To my listeners, I want to give you the website that you can go on. It's www.rainbowwalkerbooks.com. Rainbow Walker has channeled 5 books, and they include A Beginning, The Beginning, A Guide to the Grand Shift Happening in the World Today. Another book is Meaning of Life. Another book is Perspective. The 4th book is A Life Beyond Found Within. And the 5th book is If You Could See What We See. These are all dictated through Matthew by Rainbow Walker. And they have also, Matthew has also offered that if any of my listening audience would like a private session through phone or internet video conference with Rainbow Walker, they can order it from their website, www.rainbowwalkerbooks.com, and receive a 20% discount by using the discount coupon code AFINETIME. Unfortunately, our time is up for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is always spelled R-A-N-D-I, randygfine.com. Stop by my website, randygfine.com, and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my shows, so you can leave comments for me there as well. Please stop by to visit me on my Facebook page, Randy G. Fine, and like me. My page is filled with inspirational picture quotes that you can enjoy and share. If you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. If you go to my page, there's a way to actually become a follower. More followers will get this show the recognition that it deserves. And visit my blog at randygfine.com for even more inspiration and join the list of devoted followers there. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be